Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
What is the difference between liberty and license and a biblical worldview? And we're going to focus on one particular issue that was part of the referendums, and that is legalization of marijuana. I think it really helps us to focus on this critical distinction. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Sean Akers, the dean of the Helms School of Government at Liberty University. Sean, the referenda across the country with regards to marijuana passed except for one state, and that was Florida, because Florida had an independent constitutional amendment that any referenda adding something to the Constitution has to pass by a 60% majority. Had it not been for that, marijuana would have passed across the country, meaning every time that it's appeared on the ballot, it's won in the popular election. That's concerning. Mm-hmm. Now, some people might say, well, we shouldn't have regulation there. We need to get the government out of our business. They should not be involved. And I get that because I'm a very strong individual rights, states' rights individual. I don't want the government being involved in any more than it absolutely has to be. So the real question is, how does worldview affect this issue? Because I think the marijuana referenda really helps to focus why you should be in favor of or opposed to, in my worldview, opposed to the legalization of marijuana.
It does, Matt. And one of the touchstones of the Judeo-Christian worldview is objectivity, is that there is an objective truth out there and that some things are right and some things are wrong. We call those things that are just wrong malum in se, bad in and of themselves. And other things we choose to treat as wrong. We call those malum prohibitum, bad because they're prohibited. The difference between license and liberty really boils down to where you're saying it comes from. When we talk about liberty, we're saying that God created the heavens and the earth, that he placed the laws of nature and nature's God into motion, and that when you violate those things, there are repercussions, and that governments often exist to protect people from the evils that would come from violating the laws of nature and nature's God. License is an entirely different thing. It says that man really is the beginning and end. He's a law unto himself, that what I do what I want to do, and government has no right to tell me not to do things just because I am who I am. The law stops and starts with me, so I get to say, I want to do certain activities, and government has no right to tell me not to. Though that difference sounds slight, but it really is tremendous, that there's an objective basis for a Judeo-Christian worldview, and this other idea of license really is just as relative as any humanistic, secular humanist movement in history.
Yeah, and if you look at, for example, why would the government get involved with regulating anything? But let's focus on marijuana. Government needs to, as Romans 13 says, punish the evildoer and protect those who are doing right. And there's no reason to fear the government if you're doing what's right. Now, of course, that's assuming that the government is based upon a proper foundation. If the government adopts pure evil and it reverses itself and punishes the good and rewards the evildoer, it's a whole different scenario. But government is instituted to bring law and order and protect the good and punish the evildoer. What that means in parlance that we see from the American Revolution is that we need to have laws for the common good. What is the common good? If you and I are part of a society, I don't want to regulate what you do until and unless it affects my family and others around you. So we want to be able to have the maximum amount of liberty. But when you begin to engage in certain behaviors that ultimately affect the community and disrupt the common good, we need to protect the community, the common good. So obviously, you shouldn't rob people. You can work all you want to, and we ought to encourage that, but you shouldn't steal from someone. So we're going to have a law that says you shouldn't steal. You can protect your life and defend yourself. have self-defense and the right to bear arms, but you shouldn't take that out as a license to kill people for no reason. So we're going to have laws against killing. We would have laws that would protect the human dignity, not allowing people to rape someone or brutally beat someone or, you know, intimidate them so much that you have this civil assault or something of that nature, or criminal assault. Marijuana is the same kind of way. It's one thing if you want to consume something that may be bad for your health. That's up to you. But once you start to do something that ultimately affects that community, then the community has an interest. Marijuana falls in that category. If you're smoking marijuana at a party, and I'm in the car driving on the interstate with my family trying to get from point A to point B, I want to be safe on that road. I don't want to have somebody coming in the opposite direction who just began smoking marijuana, maybe for the first time, didn't feel the effect before leaving that party, gets behind this dangerous vehicle and begins driving, and now all of a sudden has this effect hit like a ton of bricks. And you lose control of your faculties, and now I'm involved in a very deadly head-on collision, and my family is taken away, and my life is ruined. That's why we need to get involved in having the community regulation for the common good.
You know, Matt, we do a very logical balancing anytime the government faces one of these scenarios where there's something that people want to do or need to do. We balance the good that it does against the danger that it produces. An excellent example of that is how we treat prescription drugs. Now, prescription drugs yield a very high benefit because they're used to heal people and to help people, right? They're, when they suffer a medical condition. But we also know that they may reduce their faculties, and we say that as a balance, because this does such an extreme good, we're going to allow it, but we're also going to regulate it so you're not allowed to operate heavy machinery while you're using this particular drug. When you look at something like marijuana, you see the scales reversed, a very, very low good to society. It's not helping to heal in most cases. It's just done for entertainment purposes. It's just done so someone can generate an altered state of mind. So the good that it produces is very, very low. But the risk is extremely high from reduced faculties and operating cars and trucks and machinery. And yet what you see is this movement towards saying, even though it doesn't do very much good for society, we're going to grant it even more license than we do prescription drug usage.
Yeah. And you say, well, but you can have use of alcohol, but you just can't drive under the influence of alcohol. Why can't you have use of marijuana, but you just can't drive under the influence of marijuana? Well, there's a couple of responses to that. For alcohol, you can have a breathalyzer test. Somebody's weaving down the road. You can say, well, they are above a certain limit. They're DWI or DUI. You've committed a crime. For marijuana, somebody might be weaving down the road. You go test their breath. Well, it doesn't show up. You can't find out whether or not they are under the influence of marijuana. There is no immediate test for that. And even if you found out that marijuana was in their system, they may not be under the influence then. They might have actually smoked it 3 days, 5 days before, but they're not under the influence now. So there's no way to really determine whether they are operating under the influence of marijuana. However, marijuana can be even worse in terms of impairment of your faculties than intoxication can be. So it puts someone at risk with no ability to police it for someone who is engaging in excess. Well, what about medical marijuana? Well, there are certain things within marijuana that could actually be used for prescriptions rather than giving this out under the guise of medical marijuana, but actually be used for recreational marijuana. It is the gateway, unlike alcohol, it is the gateway to higher drugs. Not everyone who smokes marijuana will be involved in higher drugs, but everyone who is engaged in addiction to higher drugs has entered through marijuana first. For more information, you can go to lc.org or libertycouncil.com about your family, faith, and freedom. We encourage you to get involved and make your voice known. Liberty Council has been very active through its constituency of our constituents going to the polls and making a difference. It's important that you have a proper worldview. And consequently, we have a number of resources that are dedicated not only to political activism, but also to worldview, as well as information affecting your family, faith, and freedom. Join with Liberty Counsel as we move forward to continue to gain more ground and educate the community about a proper worldview and how that affects our laws and policies. Join us at libertycouncil.com or lc.org. Remember to pray for Liberty Counsel and become a regular financial supporter of this ministry. Get involved, get educated, and get others in your community involved as well. Together, we can make a difference in America and throughout the world.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.